Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. This episode is going through the UK book from the beginning and seeing how it stacks up to the American comic and see what the differences are and seeing how things diverge at a certain point. There's a couple of American fans who are going through this from the beginning. We have Boo here and myself.
Hello.
Hello. Now we are really getting into the meat of the Transformers story now because we are going to a weekly comic for the UK. And this is Repeat Performance, part one.
They're getting fancy on us.
Well, except for this cover. This cover's kind of mid. It
Yeah, it's all right.
looks like they were like storyboarding one of the bumpers for season two.
It kind of does. It kind of has that
Well, it
yeah,
has
this is
to.
a transitional
Yeah,
phase, yeah.
your Shockwave with Shockwave is a really small barrel. Maybe it's cold in there, and he transforms into his gun mode.
Happens to all of us.
That's what I hear. We have an advertisement for a Cadbury's Wildlife Bar free, and yeah. Anyways, let's get
Yeah,
into this.
this cover art was done by Robin Smith.
Who's that?
Robin Smith, he worked on Judge Dredd.
Okay, it's another
Yeah.
2000 AD person.
Yeah, another 2000 AD. Did, quite a few comics that he worked on for Transformers here. Yeah, like
I mean,
Meltdown, Peace, Prime Bomb, Time Wars, etc.
honestly, the line art isn't bad at all. It's actually really clean, but it's just the barrel of Shockwave's a little stubby.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, the lines are really clean and the coloring is really nice too. So. Besides his cold water,
You're just getting spoiled by these UK comics.
you're not wrong, actually, with especially with William Johnson here. This is
Right?
nice.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous work.
And there's a free giant size poster in this issue also.
Yes,
I knew
which they
you'd want a
promised
picture
us.
of. Yeah. Well, I am left waiting because I need to get mine. But
Right?
well. Maybe one day.
One day you'll get
Okay. It'll be on eBay for $5,000. It was
it.
unopened. So yeah, this issue is once again William Johnson art, which looks so good. Ratchet looks the best he's ever looked. Probably some of the best he'll ever look, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think Ratchet has ever looked this good.
No. And it's not nothing intricate or anything like that. It's just very clean and expressive.
Well, the angles are strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just good art. It's good Transformers art.
Yeah. I mean, it really
And
is.
like the detail you see on like his little hover platform, I don't think you see that kind of detail until say like Dreamwave or IDW comics.
You really don't. On his MARB, you mean?
Yeah.
Mobile Autobot Repair Bay?
Yes. Which I guess that's supposed to be like the bottom part of his like it is
Well, you, like
ambulance mode.
the cab part of the ambulance, yeah.
Yeah, and mine didn't look like that.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I am a complete apologist for Ratchet and Ironhide. I think they're great robot toys, but they didn't look anything like the Sunbow models. So there's that.
Yeah, well, now it doesn't look anything like the comic model either.
Yeah, no, at all.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
So they're talking about like this is the time to celebrate here in Transformers number 27 because this is the first end of the first full year of bringing you the very best action and adventure.
Yeah, this is the beginning of year two in the UK.
Yeah, they are officially 1 year old. So that's why they give the poster away and they're I guess this Cadbury bar and all that. But we'll get this into this when we get the Patreon going because Machine Man is back. But I'll tell you, I read it. I don't mind it. It's actually not bad.
I told you it gets better.
It does. Oh, it gets
And
a
you
lot
see who
better.
wrote it?
Tom DeFalco?
Yes.
Yes.
Same guy.
I feel like he didn't have to worry about the stuff that came before.
I think so. He was able to break loose.
Yeah, like a reboot.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone, well, I say everyone. A lot of times the soft or actually it's kind of a hard reboot. Hard reboots are really nice for a franchise where you don't have to worry about things before. I will go on record as I do not like the newer Evil Dead, but I do like some of the newer versions of other franchises. Sometimes like older franchises just need that little boost, and sometimes it comes off really well and sometimes not.
Well, that was like the second reboot of Evil Dead, wasn't it?
How do you figure?
Because didn't they do one like around 2013 or something?
No, that was the one I'm talking about, 2013.
Oh,
Evil
okay,
Dead
because they did another
Rise.
one recently.
Yeah, Evil Dead Rise is completely different also. Evil Dead
Right.
Rise could be part of either Evil Dead franchise. It's brutal. Have you watched it yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, you should really watch Evil Dead Rise.
I keep meaning to, and it's just.
That's actually one of the big surprises we had come out. Evil Dead Rise has so many callbacks to Evil Dead. Or sorry, Evil Dead 2, rather. Evil Dead 2. It really it's kind of its own standalone story, but it really works well. And it's brutal. It's painful.
Yeah, I was thinking about watching it before Halloween, since we're in the
I mean,
Halloween season right now.
if I could send you my Amazon login, I'd be like, watch it. We I
Oh, I have Amazon, so I
well
can
now
watch
yeah
it.
the I think it's on Max or one of those.
I
Alice
just need
watches
to get off my butt and watch
yeah
it.
Alice actually watches that for like background noise a lot of time when she's working,
Haha.
because apparently she is raised on horror movies and slashers as a background
Nice.
noise. Yeah, so that's what I married, or who I'm married. Not what. So yeah.
What hast thou wrought?
So yeah, highly recommended. The 2013 Evil Dead, meh. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people do love it though, so I don't even get into the horror subreddit on Reddit because
Gonna get in trouble.
yeah. But yeah, we get into this first panel. It is a beautiful panel too. The amount, like you said, the amount of detail on the MARB, the Mobile Autobot Repair Bay, is just incredible. And Ratchet himself looks great. Ratchet looks like what his masterpiece toy looks like.
Yeah, there's definitely some masterpiece work going on here.
It really is.
I think they looked at this for inspiration.
They had to have, because William Johnson did like the Lord's work right here.
He never looked this good in the Sumbo series either.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, this is
It
literally the best Ratchet has ever looked. And
is.
this is again one of my favorite comics. This is my favorite couple
Yeah.
issues of the comics because it was done so well.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic all the way through. I it actually was this is I really enjoy the Transformers comics, but this is one of the few times where I got to the end of it like that's it, because you wanted to see the next part of it. But
Now, it says right here, veteran Marvel mavens will recognize this place as the Savage Land.
yep,
And,
that's your no prize.
right. Well, the Savage Land is really old, and not just like prehistoric wise, but in Marvel. Its first appearance was in Marvel Mystery Comics Volume 1, Number 22. From 1941, so it's actually Golden
Wow.
Age. It was created by Jack Kirby.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a story called Kor the Black Sorcerer, and yeah, it was tied in with the Invaders,
Okay.
which was like, the Submariner and all that, and they had the original Vision, which was an extra dimensional being
Yeah.
from like Smoke World, I believe they called it.
I don't remember.
And yeah, he battled Kor the Black Sorcerer in the what was it? It's called like the land that where time stands still. Ugh.
Which is the
Land where
second
time
thing.
stands still. Yeah, that was the first name. And then later it was called the Savage Land in Silver Age when it made its first Silver Age appearance in X-Men number 10.
Okay.
So that's when it was called the Savage Land. That was when they introduced is it Kazar? Yeah, I guess it's Kazar.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. It's been a while.
Yeah. So
So yeah, he's there's this it, basically it gives a quick thing where we're saying he's they haven't this place hasn't changed what to 10 million years.
Yeah,
Land
probably a
itself
little more than that.
land itself is less tropical and exploding with life. Life incongruously within the vast barren frozen continent of Antarctica. So everyone, for your Marvel No Prize when you go to trivia night, the Savage Land is in our Antarctica. So yeah, this is a place that's full of all kinds of stuff, but the visitor here today is intelligent and possessed with emotions and mechanical stuff. But
This
yeah.
is what the government's hiding from you on the other side of the ice wall.
Yeah.
Why they won't let you do a flyover.
You
They're
can't
hiding the
leave the
Savage Land.
dome.
They're hiding the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs.
It's a baby dinosaur.
Yeah, so he's going through, he's got a life scanner on looking for Cybertronian life. And he picks up something. And then you have so remember the low road on Beast Wars?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Remember the snake was starting to suffocate Cheetor?
Oh, wait, that's
Go with the flow?
Dark
The Dark
Voyage.
Voyage. Dark Voyage, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they're all stuck in beast form. Yeah.
Yeah.
A snake wraps around Cheetor and starts, strangling him because he needs his breathe. Yeah.
Yeah.
This
Yeah,
thing.
they
Yeah.
that's probably my least favorite Beast Wars episode.
And that's saying a lot because Megatron with the big cannon in season three was a really bad one too.
Oh yeah,
The one that took the place of Dark Glass.
Dark Glassy. There's a curse with the dark
Yeah,
episodes.
there is. Yeah, it's definitely a cursed episode. Yeah, so there's this green I don't know tree snake of some sort, which is a constrictor but also has huge fangs. So go whatever. Apparently,
Right.
didn't understand how snakes work.
Well, it's a primitive, so maybe it's like
That's where
a common ancestor
that's where they
between,
diverged,
yeah.
venomous and
It's a
constrictor.
Titanoboa.
Yeah.
'Cause I
Yeah.
mean, that's pretty big to wrap around the front of an ambulance like that and try to
It
constrict it.
is. But it is the Savage Land. So yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Suraj is like, what's this? He calls it a tubular carbon-based life form.
Right, and then later he calls it a tube thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like when he called the tree a pipe.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
Yeah,
I
in the
really
last
dig.
issues.
Yeah, I dig Ratchet. He does this whole thing with his wrist, and out comes the his his laser scalpel.
Yeah.
He's got things up his sleeves, and he pulls them out.
It's a sonic screwdriver.
It kind of is, but up his sleeve.
Yep.
So yeah, he shoots the snake with his laser scalpel, and it drops off in the water.
Yeah, he thinks it's trying to talk to him. Like he's like, listen,
Yeah.
I already told you nicely to leave. Like he tries to communicate with it like he does with Buster. It
Yeah.
shows you just how unfamiliar they are with organic life forms.
He can use his mission, and like I said, you were saying earlier that platform is awesome looking. It's got the
Yeah.
same orangish yellow steel as the Ark in the
Yeah,
front.
well, it's huge because you see like a bird's eye view of it, and yeah, it's
Well,
massive.
it's essentially the middle bottom of the shuttle, as we find out later. But we go with a quick recap of what's happened, where, Ratchet gets back into the Ark and the Autobots are hanging upside down, and then he sees Optimus Prime's head, and then Megatron finds him and beats him up, and then they have the whole what is it, the oneness? Yeah, the Rite of Oneness.
Oh yeah, where they became blood brothers.
Yeah, essentially.
They became the blood brothers.
They got blood brothers, and then Ratchet takes an Autobot shuttle, which actually looks pretty impressive. Why didn't he just use that for here on out?
Right? Things fancy.
Yeah, it is. It is. He takes a. It kind of has the bridge of the Firefly from the show Firefly, and it looks kind of a blocky looking thing with air intakes and a jet engine in the back.
Well, in the image where it's showing it flying near a T-Rex, it looks almost like a Klingon bird of prey.
It kind of does, actually. The way the wings are down. Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
once again,
He's looking for whales.
Ratchet looks great. Ratchet looks really great. He's trying to figure out since he took the shuttle back to, he's like, well, since Shockwave hasn't been heard from since until recently, the five warriors, Autobot warriors who were revived, probably were successful. So if he can locate them, and he's gonna see if they can do it again. And
Yeah, he thinks that like there was some trick to beating Shockwave.
little does he know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that he flies down, he's tracking these life forms. But yeah, there's a whole scene where the shuttle pulls up by a tree and hit the whole platform comes out of the middle of it. So pretty good sized platform, like you said. And yeah.
I want that as like a play set.
Oh, dude, totally. I
Yeah.
just want the platform. I mean, nothing else.
I want the whole shuttle. Just give us Titan class shuttle. Make it transform into something. I don't care what.
into a base.
Right.
But yeah, he finds the tar pits. And then we go back to
Tar Nation.
the go back to the Ark in the Cascades region, Mount St. Hilary. And man, like Shockwave shows up and like, hey, like Megatron, have you prepared the prisoner? And Megatron is just playing his part perfectly. Speaking of which, Megatron looks really good in this.
Yeah, he
He's drawn
does.
really nicely. Proportions are really nice. He looks like he has boots on. But he's playing the part really well.
He's got his kiss boots on.
He does. He really does. In his black helmet. So yeah, he's done everything that Shockwave told him to do. He followed orders really well. And like Shockwave's like, you know what? I calculated there's a 27.6% chance you're gonna defy me. I was gonna have to kill you, but or no, you're gonna do right. 27.6% chance you're gonna do what I told you there. And I'll have to up that now because you're doing a good job being a follower.
Yeah, he had like a 72% chance he was gonna have to destroy him.
Yeah, 72.4% chance. I'm just gonna have to kill him. But he's like, but that's got to wait. We got to get this. We got to get the head over with the Creation Matrix to this jet lab that he took over. And he's actually doing a lot of what I feel like Bludgeon and even Starscream did. Well, let's say Megatron and G2. First thing he did is he's like, okay, we got to get the Creation Matrix so we can start making a whole new generation of Transformers to fight for
Yeah.
us. So that's kind of a common theme. They're always trying to get the Creation Matrix so they can make more of them.
They always need reinforcements because they go through them pretty quick.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So yeah, and they're loading Optimus Prime's head on the ship, and like, he says, you continue to guard the Ark, Megatron. You're doing a great job. He's like, I obey your every command, Commander. And he's waiting for the other shoe to drop because he knows what Ratchet went did.
Yeah, if Shockwave understood emotions a little better,
Is this illogical?
he probably would have suspected Megatron a little more.
It's like, yes, Commander Shockwave, I follow every order. Yeah, but so yeah, Ratchet shoots down in the tar pits and he's like, well, then start digging. And he gets really lucky. Immediately comes across Slag. Sorry
Right.
for our UK listeners. That was the original name. But anyways, he finds
It's
up.
because he melted metal.
Yeah, it wasn't because of being a slag, because
Yeah.
he melted metal. It was really
His literal function was flamethrower.
yeah.
Yeah, he was designed to burn things and melt them.
Yeah, that's what he does really well.
Yeah.
So yeah, but speaking of melting things, like Ratchet pulls out a laser scalpel, starts carving off, like the head of the size dinosaur mode open. So he can like get it to his memory circuits.
Yeah, he's got some kind of siphon or something he wants to hook up to him.
Yeah. By the way, do you remember last issue we were talking about how that one kid had noted in the letters where all the characters are the toys are the wrong names on that one ad?
Oh, yeah.
They fixed it.
They did. They fixed it. They listened.
They did. They fixed every single one of them.
Yeah,
Dude.
Dirge, Ramjet, Thrust, they're all
Starscream.
labeled right.
Yeah.
Starscream, yeah.
Ravage, Frenzy, Laserbeak, and the others. Yeah. Well, Prowl's feet are still backwards, but that's the
Well,
picture.
the pictures are still wonky, like the cone heads aren't cone heads, but
Yeah. I have to go back and look at this because I don't wonder if they had a different kind of font for the names and everything. But
Oh,
yeah,
well, check that out.
But yeah, they went and actually fixed it. Whoever was reading the ledger went, oh crap, we got it all mixed up. So yeah, they
You know what
fixed
they didn't fix?
it.
That scary ass kid.
That? With his ridged red jacket.
Yes.
God, his crooked bangs.
Yeah.
They
The
can never
kid
fix
haunts my nightmares.
that. I bet he does. So Ratchet, like, he starts poking and probing around in Slag's memories, and he starts doing a they kind of do a retell, like a you get a cinematic in a sense of what happened.
Yeah, we get first person point of view.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
And we've
See,
heard this story, what, four times already? This is the fourth time.
in the comics.
Yeah, well, I mean, how the Ark made the Dinobots based on dinosaurs that it scanned in the Savage Land, and how it
Dinosaur.
detect, yeah, because we've gotten it. Yeah, I went, we got it from I guess Huffer when he was telling about what Ratchet's probe found. Then we got it from we got it from Shockwave when he was explaining it to Megatron. Then we got it again from Ratchet explaining it to
Megatron.
Megatron. And now we're getting it from Slag, which, I mean, we get a little more information each time, but there's a lot of the story is rehashed. But this one is probably the most detailed because we actually see the Ark putting the Dinobots together.
Yeah, which is really cool. And for you people who are currently collecting the toys, this is exactly how Grimlaw looks in the new like comic release. Looks really good with a kind of bluish black head and very yellow chest and all that.
Yeah, well, it's a comics, I guess, standard to use blue for black.
Yeah, and something you pointed out to me, which is great, the snarl here. I'll let you talk about that.
Oh yeah, Snarl in two panels here. Few times you see him in robot mode in this comic. He has a red helmet. I mean, it's pretty obvious there with the red on the helmet. But it comes off of the prototype, or I guess maybe the one of the Diaclones had a red helmet, and you see it on Snarl's box, also on his, like, the transformation scene on top of the box and on the side flaps of the G1 Snarl box. You can see him with the red helmet and a silver sword.
And that's what we probably know. It's probably why it's the Diaclone, because of the Silver Sword.
Now, here's something to look at, though. Did you
That?
notice the shuttle that took the Dinobots there behind
It
Grimlock?
looks kind of like the Slave One.
It is Slave One. Look at that. That is Slave One.
He stole Boba Fett's ship.
Yep.
It's the iron from Hardware Wars.
Right.
Yeah,
Oh, that's good.
he basically said that, the creatures weren't real bright, the ones they modeled them after. But the arc isn't feeling too well, so the mistake's understandable. Yeah, he Slag is basically saying, like, yeah, the arc made us after some really dumb creatures, but it was broken, so it's cool.
Yeah, I
Whatever.
like how the first thing he says, the Ark was the mess from the
Yeah.
crash.
It wasn't much later when Shockwave arrived, hunting for us. I
Yeah.
really like this narration.
Oh yeah, it's the Dinobots are much wordier
Yeah.
in the comics than they are in the cartoon.
Oh yeah, totally. And I know Grimlock is one of your favorite of the comic book characters.
Oh yeah. And well, he doesn't get the speech impediment until much later.
Yeah, but even when he gets a speech impediment, he's extremely intelligent. He's
Yeah,
a
he's still
good tactician.
intelligent. He just has, he's hard to understand.
Yeah, but he's a great general.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he is. He's like a general with a stutter.
Yeah, and he was one of the best characters towards the end of the original G1 line of the comics for the American comics, I should say. I
Oh, for
know
sure.
he's still great in the UK, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, he
Oh yeah,
was
well, he got even more highlights in the UK.
it was easier to use him when he wasn't being used here over here anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember back towards the end of the run where they were all essentially Action Masters. And he was running the show, essentially.
Yeah. Well, and there was a, I mean, we'll see the gap too. There's a gap between say it's in the US comics, it was between issue 19 and issue 27, where you don't even like see the Dinobots or Grimlock. Like, they took off and went AWOL.
as they want to do, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Because
yeah.
they didn't want to be left like Megatron guarding the Ark.
Yeah. Just like, no, man, we're out of here. Though, so yeah, they find Shockwave and they attack. And they are beating down a Shockwave, and then they realize that he's been kind of toying with them the whole time.
Oh yeah, he was just engaging what they could do.
Yeah. He's
Yeah.
just, you know, letting them have it. Just see what they're capable of. And you know, you really get a feeling for how tough Shockwave is.
Yeah, Shockwave is a real threat.
Yeah. He was the commander of basically the what was it last issue? It was he was in charge of the I guess the armed forces of the Decepticons. He was a general,
Yeah.
actually.
Yeah, he was a military operations commander.
Thank you. That's what I was looking
Yeah,
for.
Supreme.
Oh well, yes, obviously.
Supreme. But this is the exact opposite of what you got in Sunbow, where the Dinobots just plow over Shockwave repeatedly, you
Who
know?
doesn't plow over a Shockwave except for Spike?
Right? Well, even they made Shockwave look kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But comic Shockwave is he's a real menace.
He's ruthless. He's like an evil Vulcan.
Oh yeah, he's Spock with the goatee.
He is. You know, honestly, I'm thinking about it, you know, because we had the whole thing with Megatron and him fighting each other, and Megatron, you know, took out the Predacons later on by himself.
Yeah.
I mean, Megatron at full power and Shockwave at full power. I don't know, man. It's a pretty tough match. Shockwave still
Oh.
thinks he'd take him, but
Oh yeah, they were. I mean, if the two of them weren't fighting each other, and they actually like, just the two of them probably could have just settled the whole war.
yeah, but. And that's what the Decepticons do. They fight amongst each other.
It reminds me of like the Blood War in D&D.
Which.
How like the demons and devils, you know, are more powerful than the Celestials, but
Yeah,
they're
but.
constantly fighting each other, so they can't get the upper hand on the, I guess, the upper plane. Planar creatures.
Well, it's like anytime what you know to do a tangent real quick. Anytime you play a game where there's an evil campaign, like I always wanted to do an evil campaign, but the vices of evil characters do not do well for a team sport.
Right. They're not team players. They always
Nope.
backstab each other.
Yeah, because they're looking
Yeah.
for opportunities. I always like the idea of like something that's lawful evil who will work together in a group for the greater good
You
or
could
greater
probably do a
battle.
lawful evil party better than you can do like a mix.
No chaotic evil. It's just
Yeah,
like,
chaotic evils are gonna mess everybody over.
yeah, lawful and neutral evil, perfect. Like you can work with that.
Don't know if you read the War of the Spider Queen books.
I don't know if I read those books. I mean, I read a
Those are
lot.
great because it was all like basically chaotic evil characters. Though there's some chaotic neutrals, but yeah, it was drow. It was like a drow party. And it was all backstabbery.
I mean, I read, of course, the original Dark Elf trilogy and, you know, the Icewind Dale trilogy and some of the later books of Drizzt and some of the later books of Artemis and Artemis and Jarlaxle. And God, even the Spine of the World, man, that was a hard book to read.
Yeah, it was. That's
Yeah.
probably I think that's the weak link in that series.
Spine of the World's terrible because you just hate Wolfgar.
Yeah.
Man, like Wolfgar, go tell it to someone who cares.
Wolfgar
Anyway.
became emo.
He really did. Like, I spent some years in hell, now I'm emo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it, man.
But
Yeah, PTSD. No one cares.
the War of the Spider Queen was good because, like I said, it was all evil characters from Enzo Baranzan trying to work together.
Yeah.
But, you know, their egos were always getting in the way.
The evil from Minza Berenzen was never good to work together because they are always at each other's throats. And that's what always, if Minza Berenzen could have worked together the entire time, the amount of houses and the hierarchy of Minza Berenzen could have probably taken out half of the surface world. And
Oh, totally.
that was one of the only, well, it's one, only one of the many Dark Elf cities. I mean, that was not the only one by far. But that one was, they were constantly trying to take each other out to be the top, you know, top 10 houses.
Well, and then the cities didn't work well against each other. There was literally like there's divisions, you know, city against city, then you had house against house within the cities, and then you had, you know, the different drow populating each house trying to backstab each other for, you know, posturing or whatever, you know, for their
I mean, look at the Dorden house. What was the you start off with Homeland with the what was it the mage of House Dorden being killed so the next boy can really rise up to the next rank. I mean, that was their own family. That's your family, man.
Oh yeah, and well, you have a lot of that in the more for the Spider Queen books too, and turned out really well. And not many of the characters survived. It was great.
Yeah, as
It
Drow.
reminded me a lot of Song of Ice and Fire with all the backstabbing.
Yeah,
That's probably the closest that Forgotten Realms books ever got to it.
Game of Thrones is actually would be a great analog to Drow society.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. But we'll get back to this.
I'm gonna say,
So
you know what's black as the Underdark?
tar.
Tar pits.
So yeah, like Shockwave knocks him all over a cliff, except for Swoop. He grabs Swoop by the feet and tosses him into the tar pits. And the tar pits are kind of funny because we know what tar pits are now, but then it was like he was trying to struggle, and the more he struggled, the faster he sank. It's kind of like quicksand. I don't know if anyone knows or anyone doesn't know what the like La Brea tar pits are, but look it up when you get a chance. It's where we find a lot of prehistoric, not just dinosaurs, prehistoric life in general.
Well, there's no dinosaurs in
Well, yeah, I mean,
La
let's
Brea.
say there's lots of prehistoric life. There's like things that are down in there in the
Oh
sand
yeah,
and stuff.
well, the majority we know about, prehistoric mammals in North America come from the La Brea tar pits because they found them so well preserved even.
Oh, you think about like the bog people they find in some parts of the world where their people are so they're insulated being in like sinking in a bog and they're well preserved. That's the same way it was a lot of mammals in the tar pits.
Oh yeah, giant sloths and mammoths, mastodons, dire wolves,
Megafauna.
which now they think they're just dire wolves or just giant foxes.
Really? I didn't realize.
Yeah, so latest research is showing that they weren't wolves at all.
See, I need to have a job of years where I can just sit around like read stuff like science journals and stuff during the day.
Right?
But yeah, that's really cool because I love the idea of megafauna and like oh God, the what was it, the start of the sixth extinction event. What was the when the when early humans came across the land bridge and went to North America and learned how to use spears and whatnot. Basically, they started the extinction of the megafauna, which were your mastodons, your saber-toothed tigers, your giant sloth, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, they're suspected for it. There were a lot of other factors going on as well.
Yeah,
Climate was
sure.
changing, and it probably didn't help that these new smart upright apes had weapons.
If they learn how, well, that's when you get into the idea of the Stone Age, where you start to chip away shale and other rocks to form like hard points
Yeah.
where can cut into like flesh. So
But
yeah.
yeah, there's a lot of doubt shit on the fact that, if you saw how Native American culture worked, they didn't overkill things.
I almost that's one of the things. This is a way tangent off this episode or this issue, but I was there's a lot of a lot of differences, different thoughts in there. Like the fact that they realized that they kind of overhunted, and they had to kind of figure out a balance with that. And there's some people who realize it wasn't, that would say like you were talking about, like don't think it was actually them. It was like the changing of the climate, which we have a lot of things like many ice ages and such over time. So there's kind of no telling could have
Well,
been.
and you had multiple continents were connecting at that time, and
Yeah.
disease always erupts when you have
That's true.
different populations mingle like that. And the mammoths in Asia lasted a long time. They were around into the like when the pyramids were being built, there were still mammoths. I think, yeah.
Nice.
When Egypt was in swing, that mammoths were still around.
I was watching one of our background shows to have on while we do stuff is How the Universe Works. And which is a great show. We were watching an episode where they're talking about the microverse, rather than like the universe, and the idea that we have found Vairi in the permafrost.
Oh yeah.
We've given it like nutrients and it's come back alive.
Oh
So
yeah, they've done that with worms too. They found
yeah,
worms and they didn't think they would be able to exist because their DNA should have degraded too much.
that's
But they didn't. They're still alive.
yeah, the thing with worms though, I mean, the worms are extremely adaptive, even the
Yeah.
ones now. I mean, so
Well,
yeah.
they've started to rethink the half-life on DNA because of some of that. Like the half-life they've got currently on DNA was from a specific setting, environment, and they haven't tested it in something like the permafrost. So they're doing research into that now to see if maybe DNA could have a longer half-life.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we our cells wouldn't make it because of the amount of water in our cells, and they would burst the walls. But the DNA itself, that's different.
Oh yeah. Well, and cold-blooded organisms
That's
can
true
often
too.
survive freezing
Well, I mean,
temperatures
yeah,
and then come back.
you have frogs that hibernate during the winter in the
Right.
wet ground, and they come out during this during the summer. So yeah, you're not wrong. That's kind of interesting.
But Dinobots can
Science.
apparently stay in tar for 4 million years and run
Just
just
fine.
fine.
Yep.
Yep. But yeah, Slag felt really bad for Swoop watching him struggle and go down. He's like,
Yeah.
yeah, that was a bad way to go.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Man, the whole hero of the Dinobots fight versus Shockwave is Snarl.
Good old Snarl.
And yeah, Slag makes fun of him. He's like, I guess old Shox is too smart to realize how dumb Snarl can be.
Right?
He sure is dumb because we're all being knocked into that black behind us. He
Yeah, he
basically,
smashes his tail right in the cliffside.
yeah, he outsmarts Shockwave by being dumb,
Yep.
which is right in with Snarl's personality, his write-up, because he was the dumbest of the Dinobots.
Oh no, Sludge was.
Well, he was one of the dumbest.
Yeah. I think Snarl or Slag's just being mean to Snarl here. Like,
Okay.
wow, he was really dumb.
Yeah. I remember that from the write-up on his tech spec, how dumb he was.
Oh yeah. And how you're seeing shades of what we see later in Sunbow from Dinobot Island,
Yeah, true.
where they end up in the tar pit there, And then we also have with Call of the Primitives, where Grimlock was so dumb that he outsmarted Primacron, which you
Yeah.
guys will get to that in season three. But yeah,
One
you see
day.
seeds of this here,
Yeah. And they bury Shockwave under rocks, which is what he's got an arm sticking out. It's colored like Megatron's arm, honestly.
Yeah. Well, and if you look
Right?
when
Shockwave's.
Shockwave is falling, he's colored like Megatron also.
Yeah, he is. Actually, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Job, Yamtov. Once again, I invoke your name.
And he was purple on the page before, so I think like there was a little time away between these pages.
Little time away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a Megatron color scheme with that, especially that fist sticking out from the rocks.
Oh yeah, well he's even got like the kiss boot coloring where he's
He
falling.
does. Yeah, so Ratchet realizes there's nothing else going on here, and they shut down the conserve energy. And
That's the really the first instances we see of Stasis Lock.
yeah. Which
Yeah.
I didn't call it that, but yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But he wakes up and he is pissed.
Oh yeah. Well, Slag is hostile. That's his whole personality, is he likes to fight.
Even in Sunbow, he was the one who wanted to fight the most.
Oh yeah. Constantly. I mean, he fought the other Dinobots. He's always picking fights with Grimlock. He wasn't even picking fights with Grimlock to, take over as leader. He just wanted to fight.
Yeah, he was bored.
Yeah,
He
he's
liked fighting.
hostile. Yeah.
It also with this, you see that he has the red head of
Yeah, the
which
prototype.
yeah the prototype. And also, didn't they do something like this for I want to say they were talking about doing a figure version of this with the red head.
Well, the studio series has the redhead.
That's right, it does. I it might be
And
their room.
I want to say the Canadian also was red
Canadian
like this,
did, yes.
but the odd thing about this is the red-headed Slag has silver horns. This one's got red horns and the red robot head.
Yeah, he does.
So they took a little from each.
Yeah,
But yeah, Slag's first inclination with, you know, a robot poking around in his skull is like, oh, you attacked me.
You're gonna die.
Yeah, now I gotta kill you.
I like it. This Ratchet's like, no, let me friend. He pulls open like off the tar. He's like, oh, you're an Autobot?
No,
Oh,
why didn't you say so?
dude, we're buds. And it's like, why don't you say so right away? We're Dinobots never start a job we don't finish. Yeah, they didn't do the job. They just like bought 4 million years.
Well, they kind of did. I mean, they stopped Shockwave.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that.
But yeah, they just didn't keep him down.
No, at all.
You know, he would have stayed down if Ratchet is this is all Ratchet's fault anyway. Ratchet's the one who woke Shockwave up too.
Yeah, you know, he really is. He deserves what he gets later or does.
Yeah. But yeah, instead of calling it Stasis Lock, the original name for it was Survival Programming.
Yeah, which, I mean, that works also. Same deal. It's like, you
And
know.
it served the same function. Like I said,
Yeah.
things got bad, then, you just went to sleep, hibernated.
Yep, 100%. And it worked fine.
Oh
So,
yeah.
but yeah, I mean that's the end of the Transformers on this issue.
Well, yeah, and we've got this awesome poster.
Oh yeah, that's right. You sent that to me. I'm gonna take a look before I'll put it into the YouTube here later when I do that. Let me bring it up here. It was kind of I say it wasn't simplistic, but it was a simple poster.
Yeah, it
Looks
just shows a
good.
picture of Cybertron, and you got Optimus Prime, Megatron, Prowl, Starscream, and Shockwave.
And Mirage.
Oh, yeah, sorry, not Prowl. Yeah, there's Prowl and Mirage, yeah.
Yeah, Prowl and Mirage. And
Yeah.
you notice it has the Megatron. He looks kind of like a mix between the toy and the Sunbow model, except he's got the crest on his head, the silver crest, like the toy
Yeah.
has. So yeah, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, he has that UK toy tactic look.
He does.
Yeah.
They all look really good though. They're it's a nice. It's almost like it's well, it kind of looks like box art, honestly, except for his. But yeah,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really neat stuff though. It was nice to see that kind of stuff being given away for free. Hear that, Hasbro?
Free
Marvel?
posters.
Yeah.
Oh, and one of the differences I noticed between the UK and the US comic, because it was US number 8,
Yeah.
okay, UK number 27, is when they give the introduction with the, you Marvel Mavens recognize the Savage Land.
Yeah.
In the US, there was more. It says, by the way, the events of the story precede Avengers number 257, and it's signed by Jim Owsley. And they just like blanked that out
I
in the
kind of
UK
I wonder
comic.
why.
I believe their UK comics were at a different number, and also like they had a different thing going on with the
Okay.
Avengers comics.
So just left off completely. That makes sense.
Yeah, they just cut it out because it was a reference to either a comic that wasn't out or it didn't really apply over in the UK.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah,
Yeah.
oh
So,
well.
and I mean, we should probably go ahead and cover the Robo Capers.
I mean, there wasn't much of it of Robo Capers.
Yeah, it's just a robot running, he gets tired, then he gasses up.
Yeah, he puts a gas tank in his
His
chest and
navel, something like
yeah,
that.
innately, whatever.
But yeah, apparently the petrol shortage from last time is over. Unless he's
Thank
gassing up with Iron
goodness.
Brew.
The Iron Brew that doesn't really work that way.
Right? And he's kind of built like I want to say with a TikTok. From was it Return to Oz?
Kind of is, yeah. I
Yeah,
see
that's what he
that.
kind of reminds me of.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well,
TikTok before he got facial hair.
yeah.
See, robots with facial hair. It's not just in Transformers.
Ugh, it's awful. It's awful.
Awful.
God.
So yeah, that's about it for the Transformers section.
Which, it was actually kind of nice and short and sweet, but I feel like it went really, really well and really fast. So, yeah, I don't know, man. It kind of left me want a bit more, but
That's how they get you in. Well, these weekly comics, you didn't have to wait too long. You just wait 7 days and you get another comic, another poster,
yeah.
probably another prize glued to the front. And next issue will have the return of Sound Waves, because they were doing every other issue, but they skipped this issue, and it'll be in the next one.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and this was a little bit less than this, but if they're doing it weekly, I mean, you gotta wait for enough stuff to come in.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, cool. All right, well, y'all take it easy. Have a great week, and we are going to this is my fault completely. I haven't gotten this going yet. We're gonna do some Patreon episodes with all the other stuff that's not in the actual comic. So,
Oh yeah, Planetary, Machine Man, Matt and the
Planetary.
Cat.
Yeah, Planetary. He's a special guy. He
And I've been doing a deep dive on Planetary, so I'm gonna have
yeah,
some good
I've been
stuff for you
listening.
there. You'll be sick of Planetary by the time I'm done.
I'm already sick of him. It's, we haven't even done it yet.
You may be intrigued with them by the end though, so
You think so?
Maybe, because
We'll see.
he's had some recent appearances that were fairly interesting.
You told me that, so I'm okay. I can't wait to
Yeah,
find that out. So we'll see what
so
happens.
I'm gonna dive into that too. Like, we're gonna follow, like, where did Planetary go after he found his parents?
God, what a fiasco trying to find his parents.
Oh yeah.
All right, well, y'all have a great week. Nice chat with everyone, and you as well, Boo. And we will see y'all later.
Bye.
These guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the Axolotlunderground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the Axolotlunderground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.